We've got guests in the studio. I have Johnny Wills and Tilo. I'm not going to say the surname. He can if he wants in a moment, but we'll just leave it there. And they are here in the studio with us this afternoon. They are from a network group, Meet 19. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sam.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's lovely to have you in. And you look full of enthusiasm about what we're going to talk about.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Absolutely.
So, can you tell us, what is Meet 19? Can you just summarise that?
We're a network group based in Brighton, and we're expanding throughout Sussex, so we've moved to Burgess Hill now. And what it is we have a group of people come to exchange contacts and swap addresses and numbers and things. And we welcome all types of businesses, freelancers, sole traders, charities, other organisations and community. And what we're trying to do is pay it forward a little bit and ask our associates to help each other and help the people around them. So
when did this start? When did you actually start this group?
We started last year in September in Brighton, and we decided early on to do it once a month. Spend about 6 months preparing everything, and it's been running ever since with the obvious Christmas and summer breaks. Mm-hmm. But I think in Brighton we're now up to number 11.
Yep, going for a year.
Yeah, and Brighton.
Why did you choose Brighton for a special reason?
Well, we both live in Brighton.
Ah, you do.
So that
makes sense.
May was
and they're open to crazy ideas.
Oh, are you saying they're more open-minded than Burgess Hill?
Well, oh, no, not at all.
No.
No.
Okay.
If anything, our experience last month has shown that people here are pretty much the same as in Brighton and open to ideas and happy to entertain new ways of making contact with other businesses.
So how did it start? Whose idea was this?
Well, we went to a network event, and we were both sitting outside having coffee, and we both realised that we weren't really enjoying ourselves as much as we could do. And I think it's the frustration when you go to a networking event. Everyone's bustling around and trying to meet each other, and in the end you don't really have proper conversations, not in my experience. Maybe that's my personality, I don't know. But we worked out that perhaps we should run our own network event and find out literally for ourselves what we needed to do. So that's what we did. We had a look at some things online, and we both realized we were both interested in Jason Fried's book Rework, which is all about looking at business in a new way and having it mean a bit more relaxed and personable, and try and get rid of some of the old styles of doing business and the stuffy ways of doing things. So we realized that we were both enjoying that kind of style. And we thought, well, let's put on an event that reflects that. And that's what we've done.
So you started it together.
Yeah.
Yes. You've both been in it from the beginning. Now, can you just tell me first, Johnny, a bit about your background
mm-hmm.
before you started this?
All right, okay.
Because this isn't your full-time project, is it? I guess you do some other work.
Well, my background is a portfolio career in journalism, music, marketing, and writing. And all that time in the last 15 years, a lot of that's been online. So it's really a natural progression to become a website marketer. So that's what I do. I do everything holistically for businesses. I build a website. I can do the social media. I do the SEO. I do the UX and all these sort of things and all the writing. So that's what I do for our network group as well. So I've built the website, and we put posts up and things like that, and do the social media. And Tilo, you do some of the other stuff.
I take over something that fits more with my kind of work. I come out of translation and general administration. I've worked in corporate for a long time, and a couple of years before I came to Brighton, I decided to stop that because it just ate away my soul. To be very Brighton about it. I started a completely different business. I'm now a professional organizer and declutterer.
Oh.
So I work with small business, reorganizing, streamlining, that kind of thing, and with private households, helping people declutter. And it's a more personal approach.
And that's an interesting job.
Yeah, it is.
I bet you find all sorts of things when you're decluttering.
I find all kinds of things, but I also find that people hold very interesting things in their minds.
Really?
And that's where it becomes more interesting.
Is it hard to get people to let go of what they...
Oh, yes, absolutely. I say yes, absolutely, but not really. The hard bit is to find the reason why they hold on to things. Once we dig that reason out of its crust and out of the sand, very often what happens is that we come into an avalanche of letting go, because people suddenly realize, well, I don't really need this. I just hold on to it because Auntie Claire gave it to me, or because it's been with me for the last 20 years. I just got used to it. And once that realization kicks in, then practical progress can be made. And then my organization skills come into play, and I can help people find ways that work for them.
Is it a bit of a habit that they...
There is a bit of habit, there is a bit of hang-ups, there's a lot of psychology involved.
Mm.
There's a lot of hand-holding and tea drinking. And that's where it starts. It's not like you go in and you say, okay, I've got this garage full of stuff that we need to sort out. But before we even get there, we have to figure out, why is the garage full of stuff in the first place? Why haven't people been able to let go of the broken Lilo and the 15... spare parts for bicycles that have gone 20 years ago.
Three kettles that don't work anymore.
Indeed. And all that kind of thing. So yeah. it's a combined approach of that. But coming back to the networking, obviously what I bring to the table is Johnny does the online stuff. He does the marketing side of things. Whereas I come in with the more administrative side. I do the invitations. I find people to invite. I do some level of research to find out who might be interested, who might want to come, who might they know who wants to come. So that informs the way we do things. And to some degree, I've worked with Johnny on how to organize the actual meetings, how to make sure that they have volume and they have content without making it as stuffy as some of the other networking events.
Now, you invite people then, so it's all by invitation?
Not necessarily. We do invite people, but we publicize the events on Eventbrite as well.
Okay.
So we do get a goodly number of people joining us through Eventbrite.
But we like people to book the ticket. It's a free ticket. We like to book them so we know what the numbers are.
How many are coming.
Because there's a limit of 19 people.
I don't want to go back on you invite people, but you invite quite diverse people, don't you?
Yeah, we have, as we mentioned, we have businesses, owners, business decision makers, startups, new business, people learning about business. We invite all sorts of people who... we invite unemployed people to come as well, and we say, look, you know, if you want some advice, we've got people here you can talk to. Just try and see if you can bring a card or something and a pitch of what you want. Other people we invite are charity organisations. We've had Albion in the Community down. We've had other networks. We've had the Sussex Chamber of Commerce down. We welcome everybody because we think more networking is going to help all our associates.
I was looking at the list here that you have, and it's anything from like solicitors, estate agents, to gold brokers.
Yes, we have a gold broker. He's great. He's very entertaining as well. Yes.
And do they come regularly? They keep coming back? Or is it just like a one-off?
Yeah, there's two benefits, you see. There's the natural benefit of meeting first time and a sit-down and pitching. And then there's the second benefit of coming back and, in a way, returning the talk and keep going with the relationship, because networking is a long-term thing.
Mm.
And so, really, it's all the things that they've discussed before. We have a lady who comes who's from an apprenticeship scheme, and she comes back to badger all the other businesses in a nice way. And there are a few takers for that. There are people that are taking on apprentices because she explains the scheme in a full way, and she shows us all the benefits of taking people on for businesses that are growing. And of course, as our network groups grows, so does so do the businesses in it.
Mm, within that.
Yeah.
How many? You say a maximum of 19.
Yes.
Have you actually had 19?
Oh, yeah.
Is it growing? You've definitely had?
Oh, many times, yeah.
But
yeah.
No more?
No more than that. We found that that's enough.
No,
no. If you think about it like this, if you have 10 people show up, that means they leave with, because if Tilo and I are there, it means they leave with 11 business cards. Mm. And if you think of all the times you go networking, I tend to sort of leave with 3 or 4 or at the most 6 business cards. But did I have real proper conversations? Did I have time to sort of discuss things? At Meet 19, because you sit down, we have the speed meet a scenario, then we have regular networking, we go on for 2 hours, we find that people are talking to each other and swapping contacts properly, and well, they leave with that many more cards. And so if you have 19 people show up, they leave with, you know, 20 cards.
And do you think they go with those cards, but do you think they actually do make contact? I mean, just say just take an estate agent and you've got your gold broker, are they going to have something in common?
That'll depend on their relationships. I can't really speak for everybody. What I can say is that we run a website, we stay in touch with all the associates, we see them month in and month out. Some of them come up to Burgess Hill, and some of them will be coming down from Burgess Hill to Brighton. So, they see each other, they help each other. We have lots of examples of people helping each other. We have, for example, a mental well-being coach, Dan Warburton. He's done a talk with us, and he's helped a couple of people with their business approach and also their mental approach to their lives as well. So, you know, there's lots of opportunities for all those people that show up.
It's amazing, really, you know, what you're saying there. I can imagine, you know, if you've got a builder come along and there's a plumber there, I can see the connection.
Yeah.
But some of these are just, you know, quite different.
We say to them, like any networking event, if you have a contact base, you probably know 250 people. And we actually, before we begin the sit-down talk, we say to them, well, look, you're going to talk to each other and probably you might not find something in common. You might be thinking, this other person here has nothing for me. But you might have something for them. And you might ask them also if they know anybody. And if you have that in the back of your mind, that we all have 250 people that we know, then perhaps we can work on that. But it's because we frame it and we say, right, we're going to sit down and talk, and then we remind them of this. And this is really good for beginners, because beginners turn up and they're very nervous. But once they're sort of, in a way, coached to network, they enjoy it more. And we've had lots of great reviews from people who like that.
Who've enjoyed that experience. Yeah. So it doesn't cost them anything, but they just
free.
Do need to book on Eventbrite.
Yes, please.
Okay. Now, can we just talk through, we've sort of touched on it, let's just talk through a meeting. So they come in the door, and then what happens?
Well, for one thing, we try to meet all of them personally.
As they come in?
As they come in, yes, because people don't come all at the same time. So we try to draw them in, we bring them in, we make them comfortable, get a drink at the bar, whatever happens at that point. And then we draw them in and we bring them in touch with people who are already there to get them to talk to each other in a social way. That could be business, but that could just be making small talk. At the very least, people get comfortable being there. And then at some point, we ask them to sit down. The first order of day is a bit of an introduction, welcoming everybody, and introducing the 10-minute talk that we do in every single meeting. And those talks can really be anything that is relevant to business. And relevant to business can be taken very wide. So we did things about dealing with the paper pile. What kind of things are available to you in order to get your job done that you don't have to pay for? That kind of practical thing that cannot hurt to know, where we are very much aware that people know some of it already, but they will definitely hear something they can take away.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes as far as a talk by a charity to inform them what they do, or a business idea that's being launched at the group to see what they think about it. So there are a lot of those kinds of things.
We had an associate that came and wasn't aware of what the Albion and the community did, and they got in touch with their relatives and they got involved in some of the sports, because they didn't know that the sports meant activities for less able-bodied people. Right. And once that was explained to them and they realised there was a schedule, they signed up for it, and we thought, wow, that's amazing. And that was actually it was quite an emotional talk, to be honest, because the lady in question, she just decided, right, I'm going to tell you a few of these stories, and they were heartbreakers, and it's amazing the work they do. They're fantastic. And you know, the club itself, Brighton, as good as they are, they don't actually fund the AITC directly. They have to do all the funding themselves. Mm. Well, it's quite remarkable, really.
Mm. And it's making people aware.
It's awareness all the way.
Just getting that.
I mean, we had you did a talk last month on Tantra, didn't you, Tilo?
Yeah, Tantra and business.
So does Tantra work in business? And that's quite unusual. And at the beginning, you think, oh, this is going to be a bit wacky. But at the end, you think, wow, that I could really incorporate that in business. And everyone's engaged and everyone's answering questions. What we're trying to do is really give a talk that engages people. I mean, I did one on SEO, which is quite a dry subject, but once you realise that it's an easier subject to understand than the internet would let you believe, because everyone's trying to make money out of it, then we get a lot of good feedback, and people are glad we do the talks. It's not just us, it's everyone's welcome to do a talk.
So you meet in Brighton, and yep. You also now meet in Burgess Hill.
Yeah.
And you're going to keep both of those going?
Yeah, hopefully, yeah.
And maybe bring some more areas in?
Yes, we've been asked, yes.
Good.
Expand. We'll see how these go.
See how they go. Yeah. And do both groups there that you meet once a month?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, yeah.
You meet once a month. So in Brighton, where do you meet in Brighton?
We meet in a restaurant in East Street, Addendum, which we have chosen for very practical reasons. Our meetings happen in the late afternoon, so between 3 and 5, which is usually downtime for restaurants. So, in fact, we're playing our own game here. We're paying it to the restaurant. We can use their space and bring people in so the restaurant doesn't look completely empty. They make a bit of money out of it, and we get a space that we can use that is serviced.
And do you find that business people want to come along in the afternoon when it's taking them out of their business?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, everyone has different times when they're available these days. We thought about that long and hard, and then we just rejected the idea. We just thought, well, it won't matter what time, because people go to network events at 6 o'clock in the morning for breakfast,
yes. And
then others go for a curry at 9 o'clock at night. I'm thinking to myself, well, as long as people get to meet each other and they walk away with a batch of prospects,
and
that's
a meal,
all that matters.
Well,
we don't do the meal, but no. We certainly, we're a bit kind of stingy on the coffees as well, to be honest with you.
But I won't come to your networking event then.
There's
free water there.
It depends
free
how much
water.
Money we've made that month. But,
right.
It was plenty of water. Yeah.
Right, and it lasts about 2 hours.
Yeah.
So where do you meet in Burgess Hill?
Block and Gasket, and that's easy for me to say. And it's in the Strip, and I don't know if it had a different name before, but we chose this pub because we went to three different pubs in the area, and the owner was really helpful, greeted us at the door, and we sat down with him, a guy called Tony, isn't it?
Yeah.
And lovely fella. And he told us the story of how he's turned the pub around, because it was a bit of a rough pub, you know, if I can say that, in the past. And it's really opened up, and it's welcoming to families and of businesses as well. Mm-hmm. Just the idea of us being there once a month. And he loves the idea of a group of people networking in the afternoon. So we're very lucky to have landed that,
yeah.
Really.
So when is your next meeting there?
Next Wednesday, the 11th of October, between 3 and 5.
3 and 5. And they just need to go to Eventbrite. What do they look at? If they go to Eventbrite, what do they look up? Meet 19?
Meet 19, M-E-E-T, and the number 19. And that's it.
And that's as easy as that.
As easy as that.
And then you're there.
Yeah. We're also on LinkedIn, and that's for businesses and people with their profiles there. For the community, we're on Facebook as Meet19, also on Twitter. Very sort of humble beginnings for each, but they represent three different styles of approach for who we want to come to the event.
Yes, because people are on different social media, so you've got to cover them all, really, haven't you, to get to get it out there and get them. Well, that's really, really interesting.
Thank you
ever so much for coming and talking to us. Tilo, you're going to say something?
Yeah, we actually didn't finish the description of the event.
Oh, sorry.
We stopped at the talk, but then the main beef comes the speed meet, where everybody meets everybody. So think speed dating, but with a business twist, with time constraints. You have to be very clear what you want to say, who you talk to, and the advantage of this is that you get to talk to everybody for 3 minutes. Well, that's a minute and a half.
And we have special noises as well for halfway through to say you've had a minute and a half. Tilo rings his bell, and then at the end to say you've had your 3 minutes, or perhaps more if there are less people, Tilo has a horn. So I get to do the horn joke every month.
And the funny thing is that it's so animated usually that people don't even hear it.
Oh, really?
And the interesting thing is that in a group of 10, 12, 14 people, the noise level goes up enormously. But with 20, it's borderline pandemonium at some point, because people are so animated, and so after the first one or two sessions, they know what they do, and they move to the next one, and they go really deep into those talks.
We're lucky with this, because if it's packed out, people love it, and time flies by. Yeah. And if it's not, then people get the advantage of having more time. So, you know, we like both types of Meet19, so we're very lucky.
So would you say, I mean, this sounds quite different, I think, to normal networking. Would you say that it is, with this, like, timing and talking? And
it is, yes and no. I think if you look at it from an objective perspective, we're not doing anything that doesn't exist anywhere else.
Right.
It's the mix. And the fact that we try to make sure that people meet each other on a structured level, but also give them enough opportunities to build on that before and after.
And also a definite framework structure for the event.
Structured.
I think it makes it flow, and people like that.
I think
at first you think you're a bit reticent about actually obligating people to do this and that, but actually the nervous people love that. You know, you've got a presentation, you just say you do a talk, do a meeting, and they say it's time to go now, and then people will just appreciate that.
And I think so, and I think with the timing of the chat, because you could get with somebody you don't want to talk to, and, you know, you can't be rude, and you're trying to make a conversation. So by doing that, it alleviates that, and then if you want to speak to them later, you can obviously catch up at a later point. I think it's a really, really good
idea. We haven't had that yet, but we've had external things when people have had little conflicts outside of our network, and they've come, they go, oh my god, it's them. And then we've had to politely chat to them and say, go on, it'd be all right.
Interesting.
We haven't had a fight yet.
What's also interesting, and I think that's a very important part of it, it's the new networkers approach. That people who aren't used to going to networking events can be very nervous. They don't know how it works. They don't know what to do. And the structured approach, the fact that we bring them in, we talk to them, we make them feel okay in the space, and then they get a chance to not only talk to everybody in a very short period, but also to experience the necessity to be very clear about what they say and to learn as they go along.
You're coaching them into networking, aren't you?
In a way, yes.
You are. You're sort of teaching them how to network. And a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people do it without knowing what they're doing, and they don't consider that to be what they're doing. But, I mean, you're actually coaching them and teaching them how to network efficiently.
Yes.
And the nice thing is people sort of ask, naturally, what's in it for you? Mm. And, yeah, we're after prospects like any other business, but also we're in it to prove our own worth as what we do in website marketing and efficiency administration. So we actually prove that we can do what we do as well on a day-to-day basis for our associates. So we're lucky because our reputation is growing. Mm. And something you actually can't pinpoint. It's just from the feedback you get, and it's humbling every time as well. It's actually, it really works nicely that way.
Well, long may it continue.
Thank you
very much for coming in and enlightening us this
afternoon.
Thanks
for your time. So a big thank you to Johnny and Tilo here from Meet 19.